next patient was Shell Victoria. I'm sorry, Sheil Victoria. Oh, I'm sorry, not Sheil. Shell. S-H-E-L-L. Shell. S-H-E-L-L. This is in Sam. S-H-E-L-L. Victoria. V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A. Shell Victoria. Date of birth, 7/15/76. Date of visit, 12/19/24. Please make copy for Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Erica, E-R-I-C-A. Erica O'Donnell, O. Vasui, D-O-N-N-E-L-L, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Erica, thank you for sending Victoria Shell for evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is wheezing and shortness of breath. Next. History of prison illness. This is a 48-year-old female who has an allergy to cats and dogs, has had episodes of wheezing, shortness of breath, and chest tightness with asthmatic attacks over the past several months. The patient also has hypertension and anxiety. And she has been using an albuterol inhaler with some benefit, but continues to be symptomatic since her cats are in the bedroom at night. And she has previously been seen by an allergist, but has not been on any specific therapy except for antihistamines. The patient has some cough but does not bring up any sputum. She denies any sinus drainage, but has had previous sinus surgeries and has postnasal drip. The patient also is overweight and has a history for snoring and possible sleep apnea. Next paragraph, past history includes history of sinus surgery and history of tubal ligation. She has hypertension and multiple allergies and asthma. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked for 15 years, about 3 to 5 cigarettes per day. Occasional alcohol use. She works as a radiology technician. Next, family history. Father is in good health. Mother died of cancer of the ovary. Next, previous systems. The patient denies weight loss, but has gained weight. She has wheezing, cough, and shortness of breath. She has heartburn, no rectal bleed, no diarrhea or constipation. She has no chest and jaw pain or calf muscle pains. She has anxiety and depression. She has easy bruising, bleeding gums. She has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. She has had no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. She has hay fever. Next paragraph. Physical exam. A very obese, middle-aged white female was alert, no acute distress, there was no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, or proflodema. Blood pressure, 130/70. Pulse is 80, respiration is 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 292, saturation 96. HEND, abnormospalic, pupils are reactive, sclera were clear, nasal mucus edematous, and throat is injected. supplement bruisna lymphadenopathy chest equal movements with central clear lung fields and decreased breath sounds at the periphery. Heart, the absence of regular sonorous to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities will no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflex of the one plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are ghostly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Bronchial asthma and recurrent exacerbations. Number two is multiple allergies. And number three is history of hypertension. Number four, exogenous obesity and possible sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a CBC, BMP, IgE level, and also and get a complete PFT. The chest X-ray done earlier this year was reviewed, which was clear, and a CT chest will be obtained to evaluate her for any lung nodules, since she does have a history of smoking, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. The patient will be placed on Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. A home sleep test was also recommended, and a follow-up will be arranged after that. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Erica O'Donnell, D.O. Erica O'Donnell, D.O. Thank you.